Right. Yeah, I thought today was a another good day. I mean, you know, it's our last day in just helmets until the end of spring. So, but you know, we're still coming out, you know, trying to have an emphasis on our fundamentals. You know, just really working our communication. You know, trying to, you know, help guys that have you've been here, continuing to focus on those little details to take those steps in improvement, and for the newcomers, just you know, work to feel comfortable in, you know, how we operate, you know, what we do, you know, just trying to get a baseline foundation of you know, offense, defense, special teams. I think they've done a really nice job for 2 days. You know, we had a pretty aggressive installation, you know, for the first two, and I thought the guys are handling it well. Not a ton of bust. I mean, some things, you know, obviously we got an improvement in communication and details, but I mean, it was pretty good for a day two. You know, I like the speed of this team. You know, I think we got, you know, some explosiveness on both sides. You saw some playmaking ability, some, you know, really good plays by some defensive backs, some explosive plays by the receivers. You know, the running back room is one that I'm excited about. I'm excited about you know, the way those guys are competing and operating. You know, we'll get a better sense of the bigs and, you know, obviously those guys in that core unit. But you know, it's good seeing, you know, even some of the young freshmen that have come out and, you know, you've really done a nice job. You know, LaWayne McCoy is, you know, he's had a couple really good days. You know, Landon Thomas, excited about what I'm seeing from him here early in the process. Those defensive backs, you know, I think those guys, you know, it's good seeing them work and starting to transition. So, you know, it's a good group of freshmen, and you know, you've definitely been proud of the way the guys have approached practice these first 2 days.
What is it that Landon brings to tight end that makes him appealing in a sense?
No, I mean, I really think, and we knew this like throughout the recruiting process, I mean, he really has a chance to be a total package. I mean, he's got, you know, really good movements. He's got speed. He can change direction. You know, he's got great ball skills. You know, but then, you know, from the physicality part of it, you know, he embraces that part of the game. And you know, that was probably my favorite thing about watching his highlight film. And you know, I got a chance to watch him, you know, live a couple times. And you know, he is just he's a tough football player. And we haven't got to see that as much here in just helmets. But you know, I'm gonna be excited to see him on Saturday, how it transitions.
It's hard to believe him. Just looking at him physically, they could be in high school still.
No, I mean, he is what we thought he was. You know, he's a really special player. But even in that, you know, he's already gained, I think it's close to 15 pounds since he's been here. And you know, he's embraced the nutrition. He's embraced the weight room. You know, he's gonna be fun watching him grow.
Destin had a couple of big catches today. Yeah. Have you seen him kind of rising up to his potential?
Yeah.
I know it's only 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's what you want to see, the confidence of year two. And then we got to remember that, I mean, there was a delay, you know, in his enrollment, his time here. And, you know, for him to be able to come in last year and play as a true freshman was really, you know, pretty impressive. And, you know, for what you see in the offseason program to what you see now, you know, his confidence in what to do and, you know, the plays that he's making, I'm very excited about his continued progression.
Do you like, Shaheen talks a lot. You have a lot of DBs that talk a lot, but do you like the competition that fosters with the other side and making it more like a game?
I like seeing the response that it garners. You know, I mean, there's going to be things like that that happen. You know, we've had a couple of guys that talk a lot around here, and I talk a lot during practice, and I try to see what I can do and how I can accomplish getting into the mind of a young man in a very competitive, stressful moment, just because I want them to always be in control of them. And you know, I think it's definitely helps throughout the process of, you know, when we've got guys in Shaheem does a really good job of how he practices and, you know, the mindset which he's bringing. But he's also probably one of the best teammates we have out here. And he cares and loves this team. He loves his teammates. And so part of what he's doing is trying to help guys be better in their moment. And, you know, and so that's where, you know, I can appreciate it. And I've had players before that they'll talk, but it's really serving no purpose. And there's times that I'll tell, you know, even Shy, to, you know, there's be in control of all situations and understand times. But you know, I do. I like the attitude. I mean, you saw passion out there today, and where guys are competing even just in helmets.
We don't have this many scholarship receivers. Is that helping create that level of competition right now?
Yeah, this. I mean, we have a we have a high number. We were able to, for some of the guys that have been able to come in and what they've been able to do. And what I love is just the versatility of them. We've got some dynamic, playmakers that have an opportunity. And so to see the daily challenge that they have to bring for each other and push into for reps, for opportunities, it's should be a fun group to watch.
Is there anyone in that group that stood out to you so far through 2 days of practice?
Yeah, I mean, I think you mentioned Destin. I think he's had a really good 2 days. Malik Benson has been really, really good. I think Ja'Kai, you responded today with a good day. Tron's was a little bit limited, here today, but definitely excited. I thought Darion responded today. You had some missed opportunities yesterday, but I thought responded and did well. Really that whole group is kind of working through, their opportunities. And there's nobody that's been just lights out. There's always areas of growth, but I do like the plays that I've seen those guys make.
Did you see any examples of guys learning from the first practice, applying it already?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go back and be able to watch the film. Yes, and some of the, yesterday or 2 days ago, I talked about how we practice. I saw some guys that had a little bit better understanding of things that we expect and just maybe finishing a little bit better on plays and things like that. But, I mean, I'll get a better sense of it when you go in there and watch the film. But I thought we moved faster today, like even just transitioning where we were going, what we were doing. So I thought that was good. And, that happens for, guys that have been here for 4 years. You always got to keep that edge and keep that push.
Jalen Lucas is a guy, there was so much talk about his return game, but are you excited about what he might
do? Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, he is, and that's where, people, he's had success in the return game. He's shown some dynamic play, capabilities, but, he is a explosive human being. And, not the biggest guy in the world, but, I mean, it's, you got to be able to have a vision, have a plan, and I think that he's shown in 2 days that he's going to bring a great dynamic to this football team, and it's a challenge to him is what does he want that to look like? His consistency, the details, all those things will be big because the versatility and the ways that we can use a skill set like that is exciting.
With the pro day tomorrow, did you deliver any special message to the guys that are going out there competing?
Yeah, just to go be themselves. A lot of them have been back and through, and it's a joy to see them. All that they poured into the program and their time here, and they worked. A lot of them that went to the combine, and then a couple of them that weren't able to go to the combine that are going to have their shot tomorrow. Just go be themselves. I mean, they are definitely prepared and ready for the moment, and I'm excited to see them compete and just put on.
Good.
Well, thank you guys.
Thanks, coach. Have a good one.